Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, December 26th. 100 years ago this month, Charles Abbott returned to the Smithsonian Observatory's field station in the mountains west of Phoenix. Harqua Hala had been finished just months earlier. Yet as Abbott, the observatory's director, climbed a 5-mile trail to reach it, he saw that the station was a shamble. Some of the instruments had been destroyed. The water tank leaked, and one of the walls had buckled so severely that birds could fly through the cracks. "Devil appears to have claimed everything," Abbott wrote. During Harqua Hala's 5 years of operations, the devils never went away. Weather, isolation, and the complexity of the work made life next to impossible. Isolation was one of the site's original selling points. The Smithsonian had operated a sun-watching station near Los Angeles, but development spoiled the view. Abbott searched across the southwest for a better site and picked Harqua Hala. Observers there measured the sun's energy output, which Abbott hoped would lead to better weather forecasts. The work required exact timing and precise teamwork, plus long hours of calculations. The weather added to their woes. Winds could reach gale force, and the summer monsoon brought heavy rains and vicious lightning. And high clouds and dust sometimes blocked the sun, ruining a day's work. In 1925, Abbott decided the hazy skies were too much, so Harqua Hala was abandoned, left to the many devils of the Arizona desert. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.